I have a problem with
this. Yeah, this is when you started going here. I didn't know that.
Assalamu alaikum. All right, who is the tickling volunteer today? You are the tickling volunteer today. Who? Okay, I'm going to work on the tickling job after the class. Where did we stop last time, kids? We stopped last time? Where, who can remind me? I forgot. Yes, we are at the people of Thamud and the story of the she-camel, right? Okay, the people of Thamud were famous for two bad things. The first bad thing that the people of Thamud were famous for was cheating, using, you know, cheating in the way they do business. They buy and sell. And then the second bad thing they are famous for was they had this lady. She was running, don't tell anybody, she was running a bad business. She was running something that's very awful to do. She was running a dating business. Yuck. Yes. And she was teaching girls all how to sing bad songs and how to date. Okay? And then she had the biggest and the strongest guy in town. He was her boyfriend and her guard. And nobody would ever try to mess with him because he's so strong. He would beat anybody. He's the strongest guy. Okay? And then Prophet Saleh was trying to talk them out of this cheating and trying to talk them out of worshiping the idols and trying to talk them out of doing this business, running this bad dating business. What's the most awful thing? What is the most awful thing you girls can do? Do this, you know, engage in this dating business. Yeah. Don't do that, right? Yeah. We don't want to even think about that. Okay? This is the worst thing you can ever do. Now, Prophet Saleh was trying to get them to stop doing that. And then they were giving him hard time. So last time they asked him for a miracle to believe him. And what was that miracle? Huh? Give them milk. Perfect. They asked him, hey, we want us to believe in you? He said, yes, please, it's for your best interest. So then you go to Jannah. They said, okay, if you want us to believe in you, then let this mountain give birth to a she-camel. Yes? Yes, I'm just connecting. So, okay? And then the she-camel came out. And they said the she-camel has to drink all the water in the lake in what? One day. And on the other day, she would give the whole town what? Milk. Was he able to do that? Right in front of their eyes? the mountain cracked, and then when the mountain cracked, a she camel walked out of the mountain. And then she went, the she camel went to the lake, and she drank all the water, and then she started getting the milk. They brought all the buckets at home. And, you know, the milk was so much that after they filled the buckets, the milk is still going. Now, what happened? Did they believe? No. No, you know, just the few guys who believed, okay? Maybe a couple of more guys believed. What happened is that the sheep, the prophet told them, Allah sent you the she camel, but Allah is telling you one thing. If you slaughter this she camel, you would be destroyed after how many days? 3 days. If you touch the she camel, if you kill the she camel, if you slaughter the she camel, count the 3 days, and then everybody will be destroyed. Now, what happened? They didn't believe in the Shika. They didn't believe in Allah, and they are still denying. They are still doing the dating business. They're still doing the cheating business, and they don't want to listen to Prophet Saleh. But Prophet Saleh was walking by the Shika, not calling everybody, "Hey, people, here is the she camel that you guys asked for. You guys asked for a she camel. Here is the she camel. She can give you all the milk that you want. She drinks the water the way you ask. Why don't you guys believe? Why don't you guys believe?" Not only Prophet Saleh, but around him are the believers. How many believers? Yeah, maximum of 10. They walk by him, and they will invite everybody and say, "Hey guys, look at the sheep camel. Here is the sheep camel that you guys asked for." And the people will scratch their head and think, "Yeah, Saleh has to be right. Look, we asked him for a sheep camel, right? Yeah. And where is the sheep camel? Here is the sheep camel, right? Yes. Giving us milk, right? Yes." And then they start talking. I think what Saleh is saying makes sense. Guess who's listening? The guards. As soon as the guard come, what? Who's talking about Saleh here? Who's talking about Saleh here? What do they do? No, we're not talking about Saleh. Who cares about Saleh? No, we're not talking about Saleh. Oh, did you talk about Saleh? No, you didn't. I didn't. You did? Did you? No? You didn't talk about Saleh? I will take you to the guards. You didn't talk about Saleh? And you? I need tickling assistance. I'll pick 3 of you to help me tickle. Alright, 1, tickling assistant. Okay, the one and you 2. Okay, the one I point to 2 from the back, you just attack them and tickle them, okay? Alright, from the back. Attack them from the back and tickle them. Alright, now guess what happened? Because the she camel will drink all the water and give all the milk, guess what became so expensive? Water. And what became so cheap? Milk. Why? The water, you know, she drinks all the water and not much water left. But on the other hand, she gets a lot of milk. So milk became cheaper than what? Water. And which one we need more? Milk or water?
Water.
A family of 6 will need how many gallons of milk every week?
Come on.
Oh, 8 gallons of milk. Wow.
Come on.
You must love milk. Probably a family of 8 will need 1 gallon of milk every day. Right? But how many gallons of water? Every day, yes. How many gallons of water do you need? More. More. They probably need about 30 gallons of water every day. But, see, subhanAllah, when Allah makes the milk rare and makes the water plenty, there's plenty of water, but there's not that much milk, it is for a wisdom, because we need the water more. Look what happened when the milk was more available than the water. Huh? Suddenly, people will just throw the milk on the street. Hey, enough! And the kids, hey, mama, I don't want to drink milk anymore. Every day, milk, milk, milk. I don't want to drink milk anymore. They're going to give me something else. I want some water. Well, water is more expensive than the milk, my baby. Go drink milk. And I want to drink water. And then, if somebody's trying to take a shower. Oh, I want to take a shower. Okay, here's some milk. Take a shower. No, I'm not taking a shower out of milk. I want water. Sorry, buddy. There is no water. Okay, we only have milk here in this town. And then they started to regret it. Haven't we asked it about this? Haven't we asked it for this? Yes, we are the ones who brought it to ourselves. We are the ones who asked Allah to bring us a camel to drink our water and give us a milk instead. Was it a wise thing to ask for? No. So the people started getting upset with the Shikam. Okay? Now, the advisors of the bad lady who's running the dating business, they started going to her and saying, hey, my lady, what? The she camel is causing a lot of problems in the town. Why? Because every time people see it, they start thinking about following Saleh. Following who? Saleh. Not only that, but the Saleh and his followers take advantage of this camel being around, and they start talking people into following them. Huh? What? And what do we do with the camel then? We need to do something about this camel. He's a tickling victim. Get him. Hey, we need to do something about this camel. Okay, so what can we do? We want to get rid of the camel. We want to get rid of the what? Camel. Okay. So they remember that Prophet Saleh has announced it to everybody. If you kill the camel, you would be destroyed after how many days? And it was clear to everybody, and they knew it. He said, the one who brought the camel out of the mountain is able to destroy you in 3 days. You don't believe me? Look at the camel. The one who brought the camel out of the mountain will be able to destroy you in how many days? In how many days? 3 days. So don't you even try. So the guys, now, when the guards try to slaughter the camel, what happened? The guards gather together and they want to kill the camel. The people said, no, no, you can't touch this camel. You can't touch this camel. We all will be in trouble if you touch this camel. Don't touch the camel. So they went to the lady and they said, my lady, what? People don't want us to slaughter the camel. Why? Because they are afraid of what? Punishment is going to come. So the lady's boyfriend, who was very wicked, bad guy, he started scratching his head and thinking, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Yes. We need to convince the people. We need to convince the people that it is absolutely must. We have to kill this camel. How? So he said, how did he convince the people? If you are in his position, how would you convince the people that we have to slaughter the camel? Let's hear from them.
The camel is causing a lot of trouble.
Okay, what? Like what? What? Like what? What trouble?
Lack of water.
Smart guy, give me 5. High five. That's right. Ouch. That is right. They went into the public and they went into the people on the CNN and said, dun, 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 dun. Here is the news of 9 o'clock. Dun, 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 dun. We want to get rid of the camel. Dun, 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 dun. It is causing a lot of problems. Dun, 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 dun. She will drink all the water. Dun, 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 dun. And will give us more milk than what we need. Boom, 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 boom. The milk is becoming cheaper than the water. Boom, 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 boom. We want a volunteer to kill the camel. Boom, 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 boom. If you kill the camel, you get 100,000 camels as a reward.
Was the knife called
PM
or AM?
PM, sweetheart. You're so smart. Boom, 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 boom. The one who will kill the camel will get a reward. Boom, 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 boom. How many camels reward you get if you kill the she camel? 100. Yeah, 100. If they kill the she camel. So, they, people start to thinking, yeah, it makes sense. So, now, they wanted people to feel that they want to what? Get rid of the she camel. Then they tried, people tried. One guy said, hey, I am for the job. And he was, how big was he? He was a big, huge guy. He said, I am for the job. He took up the sword and he went to the she camel. And when he was approaching the she camel, guess what happened? The she camel did, he beaded his pants. And he ran away. Huh? The camel was so scary. Somebody else said, you chicken, I will show you how to slaughter this she camel. And then the camel will say, you're not scary. And then the guy will also be in his pants. So they all went to the boyfriend of the lady who's running the dating business, the bad lady. And then he was the biggest guy in the town. The boyfriend, he was her bodyguard. Her. They told him, you are the biggest guy in town and the strongest guy in town, and this is why you are the bodyguard of the lady. Can't you go and kill the she camel? He said, yes, I can. He said, show us. He said, but it's a job that is somebody less than me can do it. Oh yeah, you're running away from the job. Chicken! No, I can do it. Okay, show us. He said, okay. He took the sword and he went to the she camel and he said, you she camel, come over here. Come over here, you she camel. Come over here. As soon as he approached the she camel did what? Again, what happened? And then, again, the guy did what in his pants? And he ran away. Everybody begged on him. Yeah, you are the boy, you're the bodyguard of the she lady and the white lady. And you are her bodyguard, and you are the strongest guy in town. And then they used the market. Don't mock me! And he runs after them. Stop! And his reputation became where? In the ground. Everybody's making fun of him. And everybody said, even the bodyguard of my lady could not slaughter the she camel. And everybody's scared of her. Even him. So his reputation became weird. Bad. And the lady said, you're not my boyfriend anymore. Why? Because you're a coward, you're a chicken. You're not good for me. I am going to look for another guy who's stronger than you. There's nobody in this town more strong than me. The guy who's going to kill the she camel is going to be my private bodyguard and my boyfriend. You go live with the chicken that you belong to. I don't belong to the chicken cage. No, yes, you are. And then she went to public and said, hey guys, I am the lady, my lady, announcing. The one who's going to kill the she camel is going to be what? My bodyguard and my boyfriend. Everybody said, no! Anybody tries to go kill the camel? They be in their vans and they run away. Now the guy is so upset and he wants to keep his position. He wants to keep what? His position and you know, keep his reputation, guard his reputation from getting ruined. So what did he decide to do? He said, I am going to be the one who kills the camel. But he knows every time he shows up in front of the camel, he gets what? Scared. The camel is big and scary. You know the dinosaur? You know Jurassic Park? The camel was very much like a big, huge dinosaur. If you have seen Jurassic Park, have you seen Jurassic Park? Yeah, the camel was like as big as a dinosaur. And everybody would be scared from this camel. So, guess what did he do? He did a very nasty trick that Allah talked about in the Quran. He did what? He drank a lot of wine. He drank what? A lot of wine. Until he had no feelings anymore. Until he had what? No feelings anymore. You know, when you drink the wine, you become like an animal. Your brain dies and you pretty much become like an animal. And you have no feelings anymore. You're not a human anymore. So here we go. He got very drunk and he said, now I'm not scared of anybody. I am not a chicken. And he got his sword and he went to the she camel. And of course the she camel was like, and what happens? What is happening? He can't even hear it because of the what? He's so drunk and the wine, he can't even hear anything. Put your fingers into your ears. This is how it feels like. So the she-camel, put your fingers in your ears. Put it. Put your fingers in your ears. Did you hear that? I'll see. So he wasn't hearing anything. So it's like, is somebody making noise around here? Nobody. And he has the what in his hand? The sword. And he said, you are mine. Oops. And he dropped it on the air with the sword. And he cut the neck of the she-camel. The she-camel screamed one big lost scream. The she-camel said, "Brow!" and became silent forever. And everybody said, "Hooray! The she-camel is dead! The she-camel is dead! The she-camel is dead!" Prophet Saleh came out running. He said, "You guys did it! You guys killed the she-camel!" 3 days. Starting from now, count backward from 72 to 0. First hour 72, 71, 70. As soon as Prophet Saleh said that, they all turned into red color. All of them became red what color? Became what? Red color. Okay, and then the next day, the sky was covered with clouds, and it became what? Very, very dark. Very, very dark, scary skies. And the color changed into purple. The color changed into what? You look purple! No! You look purple! No! Oh my God! We look purple. Then they realized that what it is going to become true. So guess what they did? They started crying, yelling and screaming. And they were so scared. And they went to the lady and they said, it was all because of you. We wish we'd have never listened to you. And they went to the guy who used to claim that he can listen to, what's his name? And speak on the behalf of Google. And they took. Now, you also misguided us. It's because of your fault. And they started blaming each other. And they started throwing stone on each other. It's your fault. No, it's your fault. And the color is changing from dark what? Into what? Into blue. Their body is changing into blue. They're all crying and screaming and screaming. And they're counting down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The last hour. Everybody's running crazy. Everybody's crying. Everybody's screaming. Oh, where can I go? Where can I go? Allah sent what? Angels to just scream one time. What? One time. How powerful angels can scream, right? One scream of the angels can reach a far away and can destroy Allah's land. And that's what the angel did. He went and he screamed one time. Everybody, as the angel screamed, everybody. Yes. The homes started vibrating. And the mountains started vibrating. The scream went up. Everything is vibrating. And then it collapsed. And all Prophet Saleh. Where was Prophet Saleh and the believers?
Underground.
To the town. And when the town was destroyed, Prophet Saleh wanted to teach his followers a lesson. So he took them back to the town and said, "My people, be smart and learn from the mistakes of others." He took them again to the downtown. What down?
The downtown area is what? It's the busiest and the what? Loudest. Now when he took them to the downtown, now the downtown was busy?
It's not busy anymore. Was it not
busy?
It wasn't busy anymore. So, hey guys, listen carefully. Do you hear any of those girls sing? No. Do you hear anybody calling people hide from him so that he can cheat them? No. It was all what? He said, those guys didn't believe that a day when it would be so quiet, like now. If they would believe so, they would have not been in that situation. Learn from the mistake. Learn from the what? Mistakes. And listen to Papa and Mama. Even if Papa's name is not Saleh, okay?
You don't
have to have the name Saleh. Okay? Papa wants your best. And now, count to three, attack the pizza. 1, 2, 3, pizza!
I think it's the batteries.